The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Mary Beth Yoder for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Flavor. For the next half hour, I will be reading to you from foodnetwork.com, PRNEWSWire.com, thekitchen.com, and foodandwine.com. Let's start off with a recipe, totally tasty overnight French toast. This is for if you have guests and you need something quick and easy. Twelve large eggs, 2 cups of whole milk, 1 cup of heavy cream, 1 stick of salted butter melted, 1 tablespoon of ground cinnamon, a pinch of salt, 1 cup of pure maple syrup, and 1/16-ounce loaf of challah bread sliced. Here's the directions for you. Whisk the eggs, milk, heavy cream, melted butter, cinnamon, and salt in a large bowl. Pour 1 cup of maple syrup into the bottom of a 9-by-13-inch baking dish. Place the bread slices on top of the maple syrup, shingling them in the pan. Pour the egg mixture on top. Cover tightly with plastic wrap and refrigerate overnight. Preheat the oven to 350 degrees. Uncover the French toast and bake until puffed, golden brown, and cooked through about 1 hour. Let rest 10 minutes before serving. And here's a cook's note. Take your casserole out of the fridge and let it sit at room temperature while the oven preheats. Now from PRNewsWire.com, I have an update to a story I read for you last month. Roots Food Group launches nonprofit to bring food security to visually impaired community. Roots Food Group, a mission-driven technology, healthcare, philanthropic, and food company that believes in creating healthy outcomes through food as medicine, has launched feedingtheblind.org, a nonprofit organization that strives to break barriers in the multi-step process of securing healthful nutrition by providing medically tailored meals to individuals who are blind or have low vision. There are significant challenges that come between the health and wellness of the estimated 25 million Americans who are blind or have low vision, the majority of whom are over 50 years old. The inability to drive, shop for groceries, read a nutritional panel, view a freshness date, or read the cooking instructions are just a few impediments that can prevent these individuals from securing and consuming nutritious meals. And, according to the American Foundation for the Blind, over 70% of adults who are blind or have low vision are also unemployed. Feeding the Blind addressed these obstacles by providing free and subsidized medically tailored meals that are ready to eat and simple to heat delivered directly to consumers' homes. Over 30 million people in the United States, or nearly 10% of the population, have diabetes. By continuing with unhealthful eating habits, diabetics are 25 times more likely than non-diabetics to develop low or complete loss of sight, making diabetes the leading cause of blindness. Proper nutrition among low vision and blind individuals is especially important due to the prevalence of diabetes and inherent dietary needs. Providing medically tailored meals to this community is a huge progressive step to allow every person an equal opportunity to make health-conscious decisions and consume delicious, good-for-you meals that are rich with nutrients, stated Robert Jones, CEO of Roots Food Group and chairman of the board of Feeding the Blind. Feeding the Blind is launching with multiple corporate and strategic partners to support the mission of providing healthy, medically tailored meals to the blind and low-vision community. Our founding partners include Be My Eyes, which inspired the development of this nonprofit organization, Other founding partners include the Chris Paul Family Foundation, Holland and Knight, Baker Tilly, Roots Food Foundation, Accessible Pharmacy, and Dunes Capital, among others, said Laura Kovesevich, Executive Director of Feeding the Blind. Be My Eyes is honored to be part of any program that provides healthy food for our community of 5 million plus blind and low vision individuals, commented Ted Kuipers, Vice President of Sales at Be My Eyes. Food as medicine refers to a spectrum of health and wellness interventions that recognize and respond to the critical link between nutrition and chronic diseases. Interventions consist of healthful foods that are tailored to meet the specific needs of individuals living with or at risk for serious health conditions, such as diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, kidney disease, and hypercholesterolemia. Roots Food Group is a mission-driven technology, healthcare, philanthropic, and food company that believes in creating healthy outcomes through food as medicine. The company manufactures and distributes high-quality, earth-made, medically tailored food products to healthcare companies and affiliated systems, communities, and direct to the consumer to address the epidemic of chronic disease and other medical conditions. And their website is www.rootsfoodgroup.com. Feeding the Blind is a nonprofit organization operating under the Roots Food Group that provides free and subsidized healthy, medically tailored meals for the blind and low vision community. And you can find them at www.feedingtheblind.org. And from foodnetwork.com, smashed baked potatoes with roast beef. This sounds delicious. It's a total time of 40 minutes, and it yields 4 servings. The ingredients: 2 large russet potatoes, about 12 ounces each, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/4 cup extra virgin olive oil, 1 large onion, thinly sliced, 1 1/4 teaspoons of finely chopped fresh rosemary, 2 teaspoons of apple cider vinegar, 1/3 cup sour cream, 1/4 cup of mayonnaise, 4 teaspoons of horseradish drained, 6 thin slices of sharp cheddar cheese, about 3.5 ounces, 12 ounces of deli sliced roast beef, and pickles for serving. Preheat the broiler. Prick the potatoes a few times with a fork. Microwave until very tender, about 15 minutes. Carefully slice in half lengthwise. Season with salt and pepper. Meanwhile, heat 1 tablespoon of olive oil in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Add the onion, 1 teaspoon of rosemary, 1/2 teaspoon of salt, and a few grinds of pepper. Cook, stirring until golden brown, about 12 minutes. Add 1 teaspoon of vinegar in the last 1 minute of cooking. Transfer to a bowl and wipe out the skillet. Combine the sour cream, mayonnaise, horseradish, remaining 1 teaspoon of vinegar, and 1/4 teaspoon of rosemary in a small bowl. Season with salt and pepper. Heat 1.5 tablespoons of olive oil in the skillet and add 2 potato halves cut side down. Press down firmly with a spatula to flatten. Cook, turning once until crisp and browned, about 4 to 5 minutes. Transfer, cut side up, to a baking sheet and repeat with the remaining 1.5 tablespoons of oil and the 2 potato halves. Top each potato half with 1 tablespoon of the sour cream mixture, a slice of cheddar, and the roast beef. Halve the remaining 2 slices of cheddar and place 1/2 on each potato. Top with the onion mixture. Broil until the cheese is melted, 2 to 3 minutes. Serve with pickles and the remaining sour cream mixture on the side. Now I have an article for you from thekitchen.com, and that's kitchen spelled without the E. The top 10 food trends for 2022, according to Whole Foods. For the past 7 years now, Whole Foods has gathered a team of more than 50 people, including local foragers, regional and global buyers, and culinary experts, to compile a list of upcoming food and beverage trends. They call it their Trends Council, and this year's predictions include consciously grown ingredients, fruit-infused staples, twists on bubbly beverages, and more. Last year, we saw tremendous pandemic-related shifts in grocery buying habits as the world adjusted to spend more time at home, says Sonia Gafsi-Oblisk, Chief Marketing Officer. This year, they expect people to prioritize products with additional benefits that support their sense of well-being and that are grown using innovative farming practices. Also new this year, for the first time ever, is the Trends Discovery Box, a curated assortment of 10 products to represent each of the 10 trends in the forecast. It's available for purchase for a limited time. Let's take a look at what the year ahead and these boxes have to offer. Ultra urban farming. Innovation in indoor farming has ballooned, says the Whole Foods report, particularly in the small spaces allotted to urban farmers. They're seeing producers employ hydroponics, the soilless growing of plants, aquaponics, a combination of fish and plant production, and even some green thumb robots. Do robots have thumbs? Get a taste of the futuristic basil, baby kale, Mizuna mix, organic mushrooms, dressing and dip, and more. Grains that give back. As Gafsi-Oblisk says, they expect to see people prioritize products grown with farming processes that help address soil health. So items like pasta, cereal, and even beer are topping the list. Kernza, a perennial grain developed by the Land Institute that helps with nutrient cycling and overall soil ecology, can be found in the latter two. Reducitarianism. If you're someone who's made it a habit to cut back on animal products, you might not know it, but you're a reducitarian. Just as it sounds, reducitarianism is the practice of reducing the consumption of meat, dairy, and eggs without cutting them out completely. Instead, you make more thoughtful choices when it comes to the ingredient in, say, your steak and eggs breakfast, opting for products like grass-fed meat and pasture-raised eggs. You'll see more of these kinds of animal products, including shelf-stable items like snack bars. Number four on the list, buzzless spirits. The dialed-down spirits category experienced record growth in Whole Foods stores this year, according to the Grocer's Report, and they don't see the sober, curious mindset going away anytime soon. Expect to see more non-alcohol cocktails with flavors like lavender and Earl Grey, and zero-proof spirits like gin, rum, and tequila in refrigerators and on bar carts in a home near you. Number five, functional fizz. 4 years ago, Whole Foods included more fancy sparkling non-alcoholic beverages on their trend list, but this year they get more specific: soda and tonic. Spiked with fruity flavors, these bubbly sodas with probiotics and tonics with added prebiotics and botanicals are coming for the sparkling seltzer shelf space. Look for strawberry, lemon, ginger lime, cucumber mint, and pink grapefruit. Number six is sunflower seeds. For decades, sunflower butter has been an alternative for people with nut allergies or peanut allergies. But in 2022, the seed-based products are expanding beyond the spread, although there is an oaty nut butter that co-mingles with the aforementioned nuts and peanuts, and into crackers, ice cream, and creamy cheeses. And number seven, moringa. Speaking of alternatives, Moringa, a tree native to India and other parts of Southeast Asia, has been gaining steam in the United States, says the Whole Foods report. It can be found in powder form and added to smoothies, sauces, and baked goods. It's also showing up in unexpected products like frozen desserts, protein bars, and grain blends. Number 8, turmeric. By now, you've probably already fallen in love with a few tasty turmeric recipes. Well, be prepared to open your heart a smidge further, as well as your pantry, fridge, and freezer. The golden spice is taking root as an ingredient in packaged foods like cereals, sauerkrauts, and even plant-based ice cream sandwiches. Number 9, yuzu. Yuzu is a tart and sour citrus mainly cultivated in Japan, Korea, and China, and it's getting more popular in the States. In the restaurant scene, chefs are using its lime, lemon, grapefruit flavor to accent their soups, veggies, noodles, and fish, says the Whole Foods report. On grocery store shelves, you can find it in vinaigrettes, hard seltzers, mayos, and more. And finally, number 10, hibiscus. Hibiscus, with its sweet tart punch, already shines in cocktails, so it's no surprise that it's showing up in the beverage section in flavored waters and ciders. It's also making an appearance in the forms of spreads and yogurts. Moving on now, as we're getting closer to the holidays, some of you might make latkes. And I've got a recipe for classic latkes from the Food Network magazine website. It's an easy recipe. It takes 45 minutes, and it yields 12 latkes. The ingredient: 1 1/4 pounds of russet or Yukon Gold potatoes, about 2 medium, peeled. 1 small onion, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1 large egg, beaten, 1/3 cup matzo meal or all-purpose flour, vegetable oil or rendered chicken fat for frying, applesauce and or sour cream for serving. Directions: grate the potatoes and onions on the large holes of a box grater into a colander set over a bowl. Add 1 teaspoon of salt and a few grinds of pepper. Toss well and let stand for 5 minutes. Squeeze handfuls of the mixture firmly with your hands to remove as much liquid as possible. Blot dry with paper towels, then transfer to a large bowl. Add the beaten egg and matzo meal or flour to the potato mixture and toss well to combine. Scoop 1/4 cupfuls of the mixture and tightly pack into thin 3 to 4 inch pancakes. Transfer to a paper towel lined baking sheet. Preheat the oven to 250 degrees. Heat 1/4 inch of vegetable oil or chicken fat in a large nonstick skillet over medium-high heat. Working in 3 batches, fry the latkes until deep golden brown, 3 to 5 minutes per side, reducing the heat as needed if the latkes are browning too quickly. Remove to a rack, set on a rimmed baking sheet, and sprinkle with salt. Keep warm in the oven while you make the remaining latkes. Serve with applesauce and or sour cream. From foodandwine.com, home cooks can now use Snapchat to scan ingredients and find recipes from All Recipes. Choosing a recipe just got even easier thanks to Snapchat's new food scan feature. Every month, more than 170 million Snapchat users utilize the scan feature to identify dog breeds, plants and trees, wine bottles, and more. And now they can scan actual food ingredients to find recipes. Snapchat is teaming up with All Recipes to help home cooks find recipes based on the ingredients they have on hand. All they have to do is place the ingredient on a flat surface, open the main Snapchat camera screen, point the camera at the food, and click scan. The scan feature will immediately suggest up to 5 recipes from allrecipes.com that use the food item. FoodScan is a quick and easy way to discover thousands of recipes from weeknight dinners to holiday favorites. The FoodScan feature recognizes over 1,000 ingredients, like eggs, bananas, and bread, and pulls up relevant recipes as well as information about the ingredient from Wikipedia. It does not yet recognize liquids or packaged foods, so ingredients will need to be unboxed for the best scan experience. The food scan feature is also available to Snapchat users in the U.S. now and will make for a handy tool in the kitchen or at the grocery store. Food scan will make mealtime easier for parents, new home cooks, college students, and anyone else that has ingredients in their fridge they're not quite sure what to do with. And back to thekitchen.com. This brilliant tip for baking the perfect cookie is game-changing, according to one food blogger. There's no need to stress over your cookie dough this holiday season, because it turns out that the secret to making perfect cookies is all in the way you chill. Baking blogger Sarah Crawford at Brahma Bakery is blowing up TikTok with a clip showing 6 chocolate chip cookies all made from the same dough. Look how much chill time and temperature can change the look of your cookie, she says. Like the science teacher we all wish we'd had in school, she then proceeds to break open each cookie and point out why they're different. Not chilling the dough leads to a more crackly cookie since the dough didn't have time in the fridge to absorb the flour, she explains. She shows what happens to dough chilled for 30 minutes and baked at both 350 degrees and 375 degrees, dough that's frozen, dough that's smooshed, and her favorite, dough chilled for 2 hours and baked at 350 degrees. This helps deepen the flavor of your cookie and gives the ingredients time to meld together, creating a chewy cookie with a crispy edge and just the right amount of spread. More than 11 million viewers have tuned in so far. Wow, this changes everything, writes JPicTikTok with @DigNasty admitting, I learned more about cookies in 20 seconds than the previous 40 years. Although commenters have different opinions on which cookie is most appealing, they all know now how to make it the way they prefer. Crawford calls it hashtag cookie science. We call it hashtag perfection. And one more recipe for you, creamy lemon orzo. 4 cups of low-sodium chicken broth, 3 bay leaves, 4 tablespoons of unsalted butter, 2 leeks, white and light green parts, halved lengthwise and thinly sliced, 2 cups of orzo, 1 teaspoon of chopped fresh thyme, kosher salt and freshly ground pepper, 1/2 cup heavy cream, 1/4 cup of chopped fresh parsley, and 2 teaspoons of grated lemon zest, plus 1 tablespoon of lemon juice. All right, here we go. Bring the chicken broth, 1 cup of water, and the bay leaves to a simmer in a medium saucepan over medium heat. Meanwhile, melt 3 tablespoons of butter in a medium Dutch oven over medium heat. Add the leeks and cook, stirring occasionally, until softened but not browned, about 4 minutes. Stir in the orzo and thyme. Season with salt and pepper. Add the warm broth mixture and adjust the heat to maintain a simmer. Add the heavy cream and simmer, stirring occasionally, until the orzo is al dente and most of the liquid is absorbed, 8 to 10 minutes. Remove the bay leaves. Stir the remaining 1 tablespoon of butter, the parsley, the lemon zest, and juice into the orzo and season with salt and pepper. And again, from thekitchen.com, Little Debbie is releasing a new ice cream flavor that tastes like one of your favorite holiday snacks. Christmas time is almost here, so if you've been waiting on Little Debbie to release their iconic Christmas tree cake snacks, you'll be able to head to your grocery store sooner than you think. While the longtime brand is well known for continuing to deliver some of the most beloved and nostalgic snacks of generations past, they're actually revving up to release a new spin on their Christmas tree cakes. And no, it isn't a strawberry version. Available beginning November 1st, fans can head to pick up their own pint of Little Debbie's new Christmas tree cakes ice cream. Yes, you heard that right. You'll be able to get all of the deliciously sweet flavor from the traditional snack cakes in the form of ice cream. In collaboration with Hudsonville Ice Cream, the new treat is said to feature a creamy white cake base for the ice cream and even include real pieces of the glorious pound cake. Each pint will also include green sprinkles and red frosting swirl toppings that replicate the original snack cake that you know and love. So, where can you get the Little Debbie Christmas Tree Cakes ice cream when it hits shelves in November? This new flavor can be found exclusively at Walmart stores nationwide for just $2.50 per pint. So you can grab one for you and one to share. But if it actually does taste just like the Christmas cake snacks, I have a feeling you'll be stocking up on as many as you can during this limited time offering. And I've just got a quick online resource safety tip for you. The VisionWare website from APH Connect Center offers a directory of services and articles for those with low vision or blindness and allows alteration of the site's contrast level and font size for easier reading. VisionAware published a free guide to safe cooking techniques, including tips on how to check a dish's doneness using senses other than sight, how to safely pour liquids, and how to measure ingredients effectively. And another one for you, Accessible Chef. One of the web's largest accessibility-minded cooking resources, Accessible Chef has offered visual recipes and other kitchen resources for more than a decade. The site's cooking tips, safety information, and videos are geared toward those with learning disabilities. We've run out of time for today's episode of Flavor. Be sure to listen next time. We hope you've enjoyed it. I'm Mary Beth Yoder, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Flavor is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. If you have any comments or questions, please call 919-832-5138. That number again, 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.